Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Nedarim. We are up to parak Beis, Mishnah Dalet. So the Mishnah talks about cases where you can understand a neder in one of two ways, meaning the guy formulates it in a way where either it could be understood as a valid neder or it could be understood as an invalid neder. And we have to figure out which did he really mean. So stam Nedarim lahachmir. If a neder is a stop, meaning it's impossible to tell what he meant, so we treat it lahachmir. We assume that he meant whichever formulation is the valid formulation, because we assume that that in the mosi dvar of the vatala, that a person wouldn't say something that is nonsense. So we assume he actually meant something. Upirushim lahakel, but their explanation is lahakel. Meaning, if the person said that no, what I really meant is X Y Z, and X Y Z is not a valid lashon of neder, so we believe him. We believe him to invalidate his neder. So Ketzad, what's an example of that? Amar harei like b'sar meliach ki yayin nesach. Person says this bread should be to me like salted meat or like yayin nesach. So im shel shemayim nadar aser. So if he's referring to salted meat, like the meat of karban or wine. That's you bring on the on that you menaseich on the mizbeach or something like that. So then he's being tofis bedavar anador. And he's linking with the davar anadur, and therefore it's a valid neder. But imshal avod zar anadur mutter. If he's saying it should be like avod zar to me, well, avod zar is a davar aser, and you can't link it with the davar aser. Vim stam aser. So if we can't tell what he meant, we have to assume he meant bedavar anadur, and therefore it's aser. Hare like kecherim says this loaf of bread should be like kecherim to me. Im kecherim shal shamayim aser. If he meant like kecherim of a gift that goes to the base of mikdash, so then the taka is a valid neder. Vim kecherim shal kohanim mutter. But if you meant a cherim for kohanim, a gift that you give to the kohanim, so then it's not a valid neder, because whatever gift you give to the kohanim is mutter once it gets to the kohen, once it reaches the yad kohen. Even though a cherim for kohanim is usher before it's given to the kohen, when you say the cherim of the kohanim, we assume you mean the cherim of that which is already given to the kohen. Vim stam usher. If we don't know what you meant, so we have to assume the more chamor interpretation. A third example, harei like kemeiser, you say this loaf should be like meiser to me. Well, im kemeiser behema nadar aser. If you mean like meiser behema, then it's aser, because meiser behema becomes aser through you declaring it as meiser behema, right? You collect all the animals that were born into your flock that year, you put them in a pen, you open up the pen door just a bit, and you let them out one by one, and the tenth one is declared as Meiser Behema. But Vim Shal Gavrin Mutter, but if you're referring to Meiser Dagon, right, Meiser from your grains, then it's Mutter, because Meiser Rishon is Taka Mutter. Meiser Rishon goes to a Levi, but everyone's allowed to eat Meiser Rishon. It's not like Truma, which is Aser. Vim Stam Aser, if we don't know which one you meant, so then it's going to be Aser. We're going to have to assume the more Chamor interpretation. A fourth example, Hare like Truma, you say that this should be like Truma. So Yim Ketruma Salishcha Nadar Aser, if you mean like Truma Salishcha, so then it's aser to you, because the truma salishcha is aser through your declaration. Vim shal gorin mutter, but if you're referring to truma's dagan, so then it's going to be mutter, because truma's dagan is something that's a davar aser min haTorah. So it's not something that you were nadar. So even though you designate exactly which part is truma, we don't consider that to be something that you declared, because the entire crop is tevel until you make something truma. So the whole thing was aser always, meaning this truma was aser always. It was tevel, and now it remains aser as truma. Vim stam aser divra meir. And if it's stam and we can't tell what you meant, we have to assume the more chamer interpretation. That's Rav Meir Shita. Rav Yehuda Omer stam truma b'Yehuda asura. Stam truma in Yehuda, we assume, is going to be aser. B'Galil muteris. But in Galil, we assume it's muter. Shein anshe Galil makirin es truma salishcha. Because anshe Galil don't know anything about Trumas Alishcha. So when they say Truma, they obviously mean Trumas Dagan, meaning you have to see where the person's from and what the language likely means where he is. So the whole premise of this Mishnah is that if a neder could be understood in one of two ways, we always take it Lahachmir. However, that is Shitas Rabbi Meir. Now we're going to point out that not everyone agrees to Shitas Rabbi Meir. The next Tana is going to disagree. Stam Charamim B'Yehuda Mutarin. if someone in Yehuda made a some sort of reference to a cherim, but it wasn't clear what he meant. He said, you know, kikar is a kicherim, so then it's going to be mutter, because cherim could mean either a cherim to shemayim, or it could mean which would be a valid neder, because that's something that's a davar nador, or it could be a cherim for the kohanim, which would be an invalid neder, because cherim lekohanim is mutter. Ubegalil asurin, but if someone in the Galil made the same neder, then it's going to be asur. Shein anshe Galil makirin as cherim kohanim. The anshe Galil do not think about charamim for kohanim. They don't live among kohanim because the kohanim live mostly in Yehuda near the base of Mikdash. So when someone from Galil says cherim, they don't mean a cherim for kohanim. They mean a cherim for shemayim, which makes the neder a valid neder. Now we move on to Perek Bey's Mishnah Hay. So we had just said that if a person made an unclear neder and then explained what he meant, so we believe his explanation. So the Mishnah tells us that if a person is a Talmid Chacham, we accept even an explanation that's very, very far-fetched. Neder b'cherem v'amrit lo nedart yel b'cherem shel yam. A person takes neder b'cherem, he says, no, but I only meant, what I was referring to is a net for trapping fish in the sea, not a cherem for the base of Mikdash. So therefore my neder should not be binding. B'korban v'amrit lo nedart yel b'korban. I said carbon, but I really meant for carbonos brought to human kings, not carbonos brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, it's not a valid neder. Hare atzmi carbon from alone that el be'etzem she'enachti lilios noderbo. When I say my atzmi, myself, is like a carbon, apparently trying to asur the other person from having any hanoah from him. But he said, no, I only meant it about a bone of an animal that I had designated, to refer to when I make a neder. He says, I'm not talking about my current wife, I'm talking about my ex-wife. In all these cases, you don't even need to be shoel on the neder. We believe the guy. If that's what he says he meant, then that's what he meant, and therefore the neder is not binding. That's if the person is a Talmud Chacham, where we assume he's not going to lie. If he's not ma'aretz, and he gives such a far-fetched explanation, then we don't believe him, and the neder is still going to stand. And if the ma'aretz are our shoel in Beis Din to nullify their neder, where it could have, where it has a far fetched explanation, we punish them and we're strict with them. We put them in cherim for violating the neder. We limit ways in which the neder can be undone. I mean, it's not enough for the amar to say that he has charata. The Beis Din has to find the consequence of the neder that he did not consider. They have to find an actual pesach for the neder. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The chamom poschalem pesach in makom acher. We could open up an opening for them from another place. That we could undo their neder in any which way possible, including just with charata alone. But we try to teach them not to be taking the darim lightly and to be a little more serious about things next time, to take things more seriously. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet, we said that stam nedarim, that could be understood in one way or another, we have to assume it in the way that it is a binding neder. But if the guy explains himself, then we trust his explanation. And we gave four examples of stam nedarim that can go in one way or another. And then we pointed out that it may depend on context. It may depend where you live. That certain things that you might say in Yehuda are likely to mean one thing, whereas in Galil, it's likely to mean something else. And then in Mishnah Hay, we said that if a Talmud Chacham gives a very far-fetched explanation of what he meant when he took his neder, we believe him. If an Amma Aretz gives a very far-fetched explanation of what he meant when he took his neder, we don't believe him. So what do we do when he's shoel on his neder? Well, that's a machlokas Rameir and the Cham. Rameir says we throw the book at him. We're not going to undo the neder with just charata, and we're going to put him in cherim. Whereas the Cham say, no, we'll let him go with just charata, and we'll give him a little Masr Shmuz that he better start taking the darim more seriously going forward. Okay, Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow with the beginning of the third parak of Maseches Nedarim.